You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
And hidey ho, ho, ho.
Well, you know, we're a week out.
Yeah, we are.
So I thought we'd play a little game.
Uh-oh.
Called Christmas Fact or Fiction.
Okay.
I would say yes or BS, but you'd probably get mad at me.
I would.
It's Christmas. You can't say BS around Christmas.
That's right.
Nah, 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 nah. All right. So here's some facts or fiction. You tell me if this is a fact or a fiction. John Bon Jovi's first professional recording job was singing the lead vocals on a song called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas on a Star Wars Christmas album in 1980. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
That's a fact.
What?
That is a fact, Jack. White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and A Holly Jolly Christmas were all written by Jewish composers. Fact or fiction?
True.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Hallmark movies.
The
movies
lyrics to the song Frosty the Snowman were written by a 12-year-old. Fact or fiction?
Fiction. I mean, fact.
No. Ding, ding. No. I'm so messed up this morning. Fiction. They were written by a couple of professional songwriters who also wrote Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Oh, how cute.
Jingle Bells was originally written to be a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song. Fact or fiction?
We'll say fact.
Ding, ding, ding again. It is indeed a fact. So there you go. Oh, one more.
Okay.
I love this one. The movie A Christmas Story is based on some short stories that were originally published in Playboy magazine. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact.
You are correct again. There you go. You only had like one wrong. That's pretty good.
Jingle Bells isn't actually a Christmas song.
No,
at all.
There's a lot of songs we play at the holidays that aren't Christmas songs. Winter songs.
Winter.
All right, yes. There you go. Holiday fact or fiction. We've got enough of those that we could probably play again tomorrow.
We should.
So yeah. We'll do that.
Every day until Christmas Eve or whenever.
All right. Here we go. It's time for the Who Cares News. Fact or fiction? I think it's fact today. What's going on?
It's always fact. I pulled it off the internet.
Yeah, there you go. It must be true.
Did Fuller House off Michelle?
Ooh. I don't know.
Michelle, as you will recall, was played by Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
And in all 5 seasons of Fuller House, neither one of them has expressed interest in reprising the role for the rebooted series.
They're over it.
You know.
They're smoking their cigarettes with their tall husbands.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. So they're killing her off?
Well, the whole series is now nearing the end.
Yeah, right.
And even when stars and producers pleaded, begged, and offered money, they turned it down.
They turned it down.
They took just their heart
stomped
and they
on it. Stomped
they,
on
yes,
it.
Yes, they pulled threw it on the ground. They stomped on it.
Not just them. They stomped on all of our hearts. The hearts of America. They reached into our chest. They yanked it out
with their bare
hands. They threw it on the ground and they stomped on it.
They did.
Michelle is dead. I'm better.
You're too cute. That was adorable. That was absolutely adorable.
Right.
And your face when you said Michelle is dead. That was cute. I wish I had
recorded
it. What
you talking about, mister?
The final season
mm-hmm.
is now out on Netflix.
Yeah.
There's a scene where Bob Saget's character hugs his two other daughters, DJ and Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
I think this is in the first part of the first half of the final season.
Okay.
He hugs his two daughters, DJ and Stephanie. Then he hugs their friend, Kimmy Gibbler. And he says, quote, "It's so nice to have 3 daughters again."
Oh, wow. That didn't hurt, Daddy.
Burn, Daddy, burn.
Danny Tanner. Danny, Daddy. And isn't this the season they're doing without Aunt Becky? She must be on assignment. Wow, that's weird. That's really weird. Mm-hmm. Why would they do that? Why would they do that?
So is she dead?
I don't know.
Has something heinous happened to her? To Michelle?
Oh, God. Let's hope not.
Are the producers just throwing shade?
I think that's what they're doing.
They're throwing shade on Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
You could have been part of this 5-year success story out here. Yeah. No, you didn't want anything to do it. Go smoke your cigarettes, girls. Go smoke your cigarettes.
Hey, I got some good news for you, though, John.
What's that? What's that, Morgan?
The Peloton wife has work. Monica Ruiz, the Peloton riding mom that lost, I don't know.
But she lose like 2 pounds?
Maybe a pound.
So the story is that they took this commercial off the air.
I think she probably lost about a pound and six, pound 1.65. But hey, we round up.
I think, you know, this is one of those, this is really interesting because this is probably the first, I think this is probably the first commercial that social media had something to do with it being taken off the air. But they've made her famous, you know.
Maybe
the
she
mom
was,
who didn't need to lose weight.
Maybe she felt flabby. That's
but
a,
she worked out for 25 minutes a day on this stupid bike and all she did was lose 2 pounds or five
it
pounds
doesn't
or whatever
matter.
For a year. What because, did she eat for dinner?
She was trying to improve herself.
It's just not relatable. Not relatable.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, if they want to, you know what? This Peloton thing is kind of crazy.
Somewhat.
Because they always get the good-looking guy or the good-looking woman to get on the bike who don't need it. You know who needs that? People like you and me. They don't ask us to be in the commercial. Nobody would buy the bike. But no offense, but I mean, they just wouldn't. So it's like, oh, well, look at those guys. Wow, I don't know if I want to buy that. Although it does hold a lot of weight.
Hey, they could have put me on there and done me a year later. I mean, you know, maybe something would have happened.
Anyway, so she's got work. I'm sorry. I digress.
It's the, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. No. I wasn't born with it. And all the Maybelline you put on me ain't going to change that fact.
So she's got work. Is that
Ryan Reynolds put her in an ad for his aviation gym.
Really?
And now she has a gig on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, my.
Now, hold on.
Now that's a natural progression of events.
Absolutely.
You know, commercials
drunk on a soap.
To soap. Yeah.
But don't get excited, though.
Oh, why?
It's only a guest spot. But? She's doing 2 episodes.
Wow. So maybe they'll kill her off with an exercise bike.
Maybe.
It's the exercise bike will kill her.
Well, she started pedaling and we haven't seen her since.
Right.
The show says her role is top secret.
You know who's top secret? Halle Berry's top
she's
secret.
Not, there's
baby.
Nothing top Ooh. Secret about her.
I bet
she's
she
out
is.
There.
I bet she's top secret. I can't wait.
Nudge.
I gotta figure this out. We've been doing this for over a year, trying to get her attention. There's somebody who is like 6 degrees of separation to Halle Berry.
Someone's gonna know
who's got it. Who's gonna say, "I know somebody. I know somebody." The light bulb, please, it's going off in your head, and it's like, we're not stalking her for God's sake. We just want to get her attention.
You want to? Well, we want her attention for different reasons.
You know what? I do want to meet her. I do want to meet her.
I want her to be my Peloton.
Wow, I'd like to ride her too.
My gosh.
We're out of here. In a Peloton kind of way.
I want her to train me.
Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.